Open a channel.
Open a channel.
Open a channel.
Open a channel.
Open a channel to all decks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Discussing Trek. Today, we're going to be doing a follow-up to Star Trek Continuum. This is our second follow-up to our first episode, maybe the last time we talk about this.
Probably.
Hopefully, it's the last time. I'm Clarence, and today I have with me my co-host slash brother slash Trekkie, Carrie. How you doing, man?
I'm great, dude. It's good to be back.
We're here to give our final update on Star Trek Continuum. You know, I can't even be mad. I mean, this property awarded me the opportunity to talk to Sonequa Martin-Green, so I'm not going to be too mad about it, but man.
What a ride.
My has it fallen. Star Trek Continuum is the Star Trek NFT experience powered by Recur. It will unfold over multiple seasons across several years and is securely stored, verified, and managed on the blockchain. Explore the Star Trek universe as a captain by collecting unique starships and building your very own fleet. Star Trek Continuum, Care. You've had a lot of experience with it.
Indeed,
I have. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Where are we now on the Star Trek Continuum? Is it still a thing? Help me out here, because you sent me this burning email days ago.
Before we get to that, so I just wanted to catch up on a project a while back. It was around the time I got this email. So I go to StarTrek.xyz, which is the site. And if you go there, you can go there now. If you go there now, it redirects to the Recur page. So it's completely gone. I don't remember there being a press release about this ending, like Star Trek. I don't think Paramount said anything about it. I haven't seen a press release. I haven't seen anything. I looked for we were going to do this last week. So whole week, I've been looking for something from the Star Trek people about this. Nothing.
Yeah, man. Nothing. Mom's the word. It's been quiet.
Then I got the email that I forwarded to you.
Yes, the email. Now, did you get the email first, or you had went back to check out the exchange and then noticed something was awry?
Well, honestly, I got the email first, but every couple months I do jump on there and check. Mm-hmm. Just because I want to see what the ships are selling for, mm-hmm. because I sold mine probably about, it was over a year ago when I sold mine. I didn't hold mine very long. Mm-hmm. One of them I sold for $1,000, so that was nice. Sweet. But they never really got that high again. They just went down and down and down. But yeah, no official word at all. None. Which is shocking to me given the amount of what do you call it? Brouhaha? The amount of pomp and circumstance that they rolled this out with.
The star power was behind it, man.
They pulled out all the A-listers and everything. Yeah. It was a huge deal. They were doing press tours for this. Shatner was involved, which hilariously enough, Shatner has his Trump style. I say Trump style because it's exactly what Trump did. Trump cards. They're Shatner cards now. I don't know who's doing those, but.
But those were before, though, right? Those were before we came out with Star Trek Continuum, weren't they?
I don't believe maybe they not, were.
But I know he just came out with his watch. I saw him on Instagram. I've been working tirelessly for this watch.
Shatner's hawking, man.
Hey, man, he's getting his money while he can, man.
Work it, dude. Work it. I ain't hating. Work it. If you listen to this program, you know how I feel about this. I was very optimistic about it at the beginning. They promised the world.
They did.
I'm looking at the original press release that dropped April 6, 2022, right? These NFT ships cost $250 each. I don't know if anybody remembers the price because it's been a while since we did this. Yeah, there was this whole thing about a game.
Yeah, a game, yeah.
There was this whole,
the metaverse, as they say it.
You'd be able to take your ships and fly them around the metaverse and be your own commander and all, and yeah.
Now, I know, phase two is supposed to be crew members. Did they ever get to rolling out, actual crew members in the Recur system?
I don't believe they did.
So this thing went downhill fast.
Yeah, it went downhill quick. It's like you said in your original spiel about this, multiple years of content. We are at year two. It's been about a year and a half since this launched. April, May, June, July, August, September. No, it's been a year and 5 months since Star Trek Continuum launched last year. And yeah. Roll that beautiful bean footage to the Recur community. And if you don't know, Recur is the technology backend of Star Trek Continuum. Also NFTU. One thing I will say about NFTU, they at least announced that it was ending. Mm-hmm. So that was disappointing as well. But when I saw NFTU ended, then I figured it was only a matter of time. And then lo and behold, I got this on August 18, 2023, which is about a month ago, give or take a couple weeks. Today, with heavy hearts, we must share some difficult news. After much contemplation and consideration, we've decided to deprecate the Recur platform effective November 16, 2023. This decision has not been an easy one. However, unforeseen challenges and shifts in the business landscape have made it increasingly difficult for us to continue providing the level of service and dedication that we have always strived to maintain. First and foremost, we want you to know that you will continue to have access to your worthless NFTs and funds. I threw worthless in there myself. To maintain access after we have deprecated the platform, you must withdraw your NFTs and funds before November 16th. You can find further information, blah, blah, blah. We understand the impact this news may have on you, blah, blah, blah. We want to extend our heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you for being an integral part of the Recur community, blah, blah, blah. Thank you once again. And this is it. There has still, at least to my knowledge, been no announcement about Star Trek Continuum. The site is down. It redirects to the Recur platform and nobody's talking. Like, I don't know, maybe you got some pull somewhere. You can ask somebody like, what's going on? Like, are they just going to just bury this?
Well, I have questions. I guess I could follow up. I mean, I have access to the press site. Maybe I can email somebody and see if anybody will respond. But I have some follow ups. My first one is this just a result of what's going on in the greater crypto community, NFTs? You know, it was all the craze a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
it's NFTs kind of went out of consciousness at this point. But what do you have there?
Well, I think one of the things is what you just said. NFTs were like, I mean, honestly, they were a fad. I mean, I know some people are still dropping NFTs and ICOs for that matter. Like people are still big on crypto and all the things it can provide. I, however, have become a lot more cynical about crypto. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite journalists, his name is Bomani Jones. He calls crypto funny money. And like he had a whole segment on the show about that, but like I'm kind of like in his camp a little bit now, because there is a huge opportunity to make money here, but like it's so unregulated. Like I bought my NFTs, when I bought them, the Star Trek ones, there wasn't even a marketplace yet, so like you couldn't even sell the ones you had. And then as soon as they dropped the marketplace, it was a couple days later, people were just selling them. And it's like if one thing has been proven about crypto, it's that crypto is unable to regulate itself.
Yeah, yeah, I can agree. Because
that was a huge selling point on crypto, was no government oversight, and everything is gonna be like programmed in, and you know, smart contracts. And
yeah,
I feel like each wave I kind of catch the fever a little bit, because I don't think anything nefarious happened here, honestly. I think part of it is like what you said, it's the changing of like people's attention.
Yeah.
Like people aren't paying as much attention to NFTs and really in crypto in general now. Like there's not really a whole lot of attention like it was a couple years ago. So, you know, maybe they just the wave didn't last as long as they thought it was gonna last. But at some point you gotta put up or shut up. And
yeah.
They never delivered what they promised. So like they can't really just blame the crypto market, because they made all these huge promises about an interactive game and a universe to explore, and none of that. Like I was worried about that from the jump, and like there was just no good signs of that ever happening.
Yeah, you know? I mean that's my problem, over promising, like greatly over promising. And this is back when, you know, Zuckerberg was touting the multiverse, and even it hasn't even come to fruition for him and his team. So in a way that's to the masses in that sense. But yeah, it's just overpromising. They probably should have integrated this into Star Trek Online, if I'm being honest.
It would have done better if they would have done that. It would have done much better.
Yeah, but just the promise of building this world and, you know, buying these ships and being able to actually effectively use them in this game and also, get, you know, purchase crew members as well to be used in these games. I just feel like they way overpromised, and I don't think almost any property out there, maybe can enlighten me, is there any property out there that's anywhere close to realizing what this multiverse is supposed to be with as it pertains to crypto? Because you could say a lot of online games could be called a multiverse, but as it pertains to crypto, is there anything out there right now that you know of?
I'm unaware of a licensed property that has some, like, a game based around crypto. There's plenty of crypto-based video games. One of my favorite ones, I think it's called NFT Kingdoms. I don't even know if it's still a thing anymore, but like there are games, but like nothing that, you know, close to what these people were promising, like that I'm aware of anyway. There's not really anything like mainstream or anything, you know, licensed anyway, that promises like half of what they did, you know, like I feel kind of dumb for even getting excited about this, because it, like you just said, it's pretty unprecedented. And but,
I mean, man, honestly, there are a lot of people excited about it. I think even the actors, you know, it afforded me the opportunity to talk to Sneaker Martin Green. I feel like she was genuinely excited about what they told her that it would be. Would it provide to the creativity of the fan base? You know, I thought she was really behind that. You had a bunch of people, a bunch of Star Trek actors jumping on and jumping behind this. And it just makes it seem like a huge money grab. It's like, come in, get the money and run.
Yeah.
That's really what it makes it look like. I think it's poor planning. I think it's people coming in and wanting to license Star Trek properties, and they're hearing the right things, or the right person gets spoken to. And, you know, this is one of the cases where it didn't turn out like they expected. And I don't, like you said, I don't think it's just them. I think it's NFTs as a whole, not so much crypto, but NFTs as a whole.
Yeah. If it makes you feel bad, I think Justin Bieber paid like $1 million for a Bored Ape NFT, which is worthless now. So if you spend a couple $100 on some ships and, you know, you lost your money, at least you didn't lose like Justin Bieber lost. So,
oh man.
And that's the thing with this, like with crypto, they don't say this, but it, instead of small print, it should be in big print. Like there are no guarantees. Like,
yeah,
this was basically crowdfunding. You know, like they, and it's like I told you, like with the Trump stuff, he didn't promise anything. Like it was literally a baseball card. You know, like I feel like that whoever did the Trump NFTs, they did it the right way. Like, and I hate to say that because I'm not really a Trump fan, if I'm honest, but like whoever did his NFTs, they did them the correct way. This is a collectible. It might appreciate in value. It might not, you know, but like this is all it is. This is all it is. There's no game. There's no promise of a greater metaverse, you know. So there's that, and I don't know. I feel bad for the people who purchased these, like, because honestly, the only losers here are the people who bought the NFTs, if you held it, because number one, Paramount was paid a licensing fee, I'm assuming. I don't have any kind of inside knowledge, but I'm assuming Paramount was paid a licensing fee by Recur to actually build this platform, you know, or use the platform to build their NFTs. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Paramount like sent them assets or whatever they asked for, but they probably paid them a chunk of money and was like, look, we want to make Star Trek NFTs. And here's like $30 billion or however much. And it's the future. And, you know, everybody was high on it. So there was money just flowing from everywhere. It's
guaranteed money. I mean, why would you do that guaranteed money?
I don't even blame Paramount for this to a certain extent, but you know, it's kind of like the FTX thing where they had like Tom Brady and they had who else was doing those
ads? Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry. Like they had all these A-list actors and like athletes on these advertisements. And it's like these people don't know anything about crypto.
Yeah.
They're just this is an endorsement deal. Like, you know, it's like Dave Chappelle said, I did commercials for Coke and Pepsi. The Pepsi paid me less, so it tastes better. Like they don't, it's a paycheck. So like, I don't even blame them. I just, I think that they just way overpromised. Like Recur or whoever was behind this. I don't know if it was a joint venture or not, but like they just way overpromised and the bottom fell out. I'm sorry for the people who purchased them.
So you have until November the 16th to get your valuable items off their servers, whatever that means. The bottom is truly, truly filled out, man.
Yeah, I mean, may you know, I hope that, you know, this isn't the last time there's Star Trek NFTs. I doubt it.
But I don't know, man. Like, I don't see them taking this risk again. Yeah.
This is kind of like when Nintendo let Philips make those Zelda games.
You know, bad. You know, if you honestly, as bad as it seems for Paramount, I think they come out looking okay.
Yeah, this is bad,
but okay. But I think, and we mentioned this in our last update, is that I feel more for the actors who put their name behind it.
Yeah,
thinking it was a sure thing, and naivety. I mean, being a little bit naive. Yeah, maybe, but you know. I don't put any of the burden on them, though they have the face of it, so they're going to bear a lot of the burden.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's like, it'd be hard for me to say no to somebody. Like, we'll give you $1 million if you go on a press tour for a week. What is this? Oh, $1 million? Okay, cool.
Oh, Let's go.
I'll do it. Like, I don't, like, you know, that's why I don't necessarily blame them, because they don't know. Like, they don't know how any of this stuff works. So, like, please don't tweet Sneaker Martin Green or William Shatner or any of these guys and be like, you ripped me off. Like, they were performing a service. Yeah. And maybe they should have did their due diligence. Like, for example, FTX wanted Taylor Swift to do commercials for them. Taylor Swift has good lawyers or something, because they, like, sent them back, like, this long list of questions, and they couldn't answer them. So she was like, no thanks.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, maybe this is a lesson for the actors too. Like, you know, do your due diligence before you sign up for any of this stuff. And, you know, it's kind of hard for Sneeko Martin Green to be like, no, when she's like the star of their number one show. Like, it, like, I still don't blame her. Like, I can't be mad at her for this. It's Recur's fault. Like, they laid an egg. Well, actually, they laid 2 eggs. Actually, they laid 3 eggs, because NFTU bombed, Star Trek.xyz bombed, and there was also going to be like a Paramount thing.
Yeah, they were doing other properties.
Yeah, so they they just bombed all over the place. But we live and we learn.
Actually, it was a digital egg, so was it ever really real? Was it?
There is no spoon.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Carrie, any closing thoughts? Because I don't want to talk about Recur ever again. But
I don't either.
Do you have any closing thoughts before we get out of here?
I don't either. I just know at one point their Recur passes, which are the things they were selling, the NFTs they were selling, that if you had access to one, you'd be able to buy more ships or like higher quality ships to start. Mm-hmm. They would give you like some benefits for getting it. Mm-hmm. So they were, the median price of them, like when I purchased one, was like $300.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to sell mine when I got out of this for like $250, so I lost $50. But right now they're selling $11. I can't believe people are still buying them. They're worthless. Like the platform's getting deprecated, but $11.
So the exchange is still running actively
for now. They're gonna have like a gradual shutdown, I believe, where like on egg state, you won't be able to withdraw your NFTs or funds, and then like a couple days after that, it just completely goes dark. So do your research. The number one rule of crypto, and be discerning and be cynical, because nobody's going to feel bad for you when this kind of stuff happens. It's more likely that this will happen than for it not to happen at this point. So, you know, you just gotta be careful, be discerning, and part of it is just be lucky.
Yeah.
Because you don't ever know which one of these things are going to fold. Like, looking back, it is like, oh my God, I was an idiot for not buying crypto in 2010. Like, if somebody would have asked me if I want Bitcoin in 2010, I would just laugh at them. And like, some guy spent 30 Bitcoins on a pizza.
Oh yeah.
Like 2012 or something. So like, there's no way to know. So these people are acting like they just knew the Bitcoin. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Luck of the draw, man.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end on that and be discerning and also be lucky from Carrie. Where can people find you if they want to tweet at you about or exit you or what are we doing?
Yeah,
now?
What is it now? I still type twitter.com, man. I can't type x.com, man. My heart can't do it.
You? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, so I'm Mr. Begoma, MrBegoma on Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter or X. That cool. Still doesn't feel right to me. But
find me on X.
Find me on X.
Famous last words.
Never thought I'd be saying that on a podcast. Find me on X.
X gonna give it to you. All right, guys.
We're gonna
we're wrapping up. And Carrie, thank you for jumping on and giving us an update, man.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
All right, man. So until next time, guys, live long and prosper.